Thank you. Mr. Chairman, Excellency Guterres, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, let me say that this Liberian government position is fully aligned with that of the African group. It gives me great pleasure to participate in this 66th session of the Executive Committee meeting. I bring you greetings from Her Excellency Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, President of the Republic of Liberia, and congratulate you for the handling of this important meeting. The Liberian delegation would equally like to thank the chairman and other functionaries for their dedicated work in organizing this 66th executive meeting of ESCOM. We all are aware of the numerous challenges, especially in hotspots such as Syria, Libya, Iraq, and South Sudan, where inhumane activities are on the rise daily. Yet it is the responsibility of signatories to the protocols and convention on the rights of refugees to remain steadfast in support of UNHCR for their timely and unprecedented work in providing assistance to refugees and other persons of concern to UNHCR. Their humanitarian ventures have often been performed under the most difficult conditions. Distinguished ladies and gentlemen, as a tradition of this unique body, dedicates and delegations have always been requested to be brief. Therefore, I shall concentrate on issues that are important to our national positions. Let me thank you once more for extending this invitation to the Liberian government, who could not be present at the last ESCOM meeting due to the outbreak of Ebola in our country. The UNHCR was very helpful in the fight against Ebola through the provision of trucks and vehicles that help transport material and medical personnel to hotspots. As of date, nearly 37,000 Ivorian refugees still remain in Liberia. We are optimistic that the resumption of voluntary repatriation process will considerably reduce this population. It is hoped that weather will not stop the resumption of the voluntary repatriation. In addition to the voluntary repatriation exercise, the Liberian Refugee Repatriation and Resettlement Commission, in collaboration with UNIDO, is providing entrepreneurship, development, and agriculture training for 400 Ivorian refugees residing in the PTP camp, refugee camp, and other host communities. Funding for the program was approved in March 2015 by the Japanese government, but due to the Ebola crisis, the project's implementation commenced in July 2015. On a durable solution, Liberia engaged the government of Cote d'Ivoire in discussion on the resumption of voluntary refugee repatriation from Liberia. In March 2015, the government of Liberia and that of the Liberia Refugee Commission communicated with the government of Cote d'Ivoire for the handling of tripartite meeting on a discussion of wide range issues, including the resumption of voluntary repatriation and other field operational arrangements. This meeting was held from the 28th to 29th of March in Abidjan. A communique was signed by both governments to resume the voluntary repatriation in May 2015, but this has not happened due to some unexplained situations by the Ivorian authorities. In preparation for a possible local integration for Ivorian refugees in 2016, the Liberian Refugee Commission has completed the intervention survey for Ivorian refugees in camps and Liberian host communities, and data will be updated regularly. Under protections, the government of Liberia and that of the Liberia Refugee Commission has increased security presence in camps, particularly for the period leading to the election of Cote d'Ivoire, general election of Cote d'Ivoire, in Cote d'Ivoire, sorry. To maintain the new group of security officers, funding and logistics will be required to maintain their stay, and in an effort to regularly process the remaining refugee status dimension cases, the government of Liberia continue to meet regularly to adjudicate asylum application claims from individuals seeking international protection from the government of Liberia. As a result of these meetings, the Liberia Refugee Commission has so far been able to conduct, one, the RSD training to build the capacity of its staff. The Liberia Refugee Commission, in collaboration with UNHCR and partner, has completed the updating of the contingency plan for the Guinean and Ivorian, including several components of the plan. For the refugee documentation, we are pleased to report that Liberia is currently distributing biometric identification cards to Ivorian refugees. Under livelihood, the Liberian Refugee Commission in 2015 was able to provide large farmland for both urban and camp-based refugees through the collaboration efforts of local authorities and host communities. Recommendations: the international community exert all effort to prevail on the Ivorian authority for the resumption of the voluntary repatriation process of Ivorian refugees who have opted to return home. That the UNHCR support government of Liberia in the development of database to help improve protection. That the UNHCR assists the Liberia Refugee Commission to provide machine-readable travel documents for refugees. Capacity development for Liberian Refugee Commission program and protection staff on the use of table-like process. And finally, the UNHCR provides support to ratification of Liberia Refugee Act, Statelessness Action Plan, and the Kampala Convention. Thank you very much.